Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Carolyn, and I am the supervisor on floor. What can I do for you today?
Carolyn, I'm trying to get this bill settled. And I called when I first received this, what's it called? Keto, I think.
But yes, anyway, ma'am.
Okay, I called on that. I forgot, and I'll admit this, I forgot that you're supposed to call at the end of 14 days if you're not liking it. Well, my husband got sick, and I just didn't think about anything. So I ended up calling her on 3/28. I talked to LaShonda, and she voided it all out and took that bill off, which was $94.94 and $97.84. And then she gave me a confirmation number, and I've got it. Do you have that? Are you looking at the record or what? I don't know what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to get an overview of your account, but I was just going to let you explain everything. So go ahead. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, then I've got this confirmation number that she gave me, and she says, now, keep that. And this morning I couldn't remember it, and then all of a sudden when I was talking, I thought, oh, I knew what it was. It's on the bill, last month's bill. So I got this confirmation number. Well, when I called today, the girl that I got a hold of, she said she couldn't do anything about it, and she, she had the words down exactly how she's supposed to respond to somebody. Well, finally, I just said, I want to talk to your supervisor. And so I waited on the phone for a good 10 minutes, and then when she came on, it might not have been 10 minutes, it seemed like it, but when she got on, she said, ma'am, you're going to owe this. And I said, no, I'm not going to owe anything. I said, because I've canceled it out and that last of March. So she said, let me go and see if I can see it. And she comes back and she says, there's no record of you talking to anyone on the last of March. And I said, well, I had to because they canceled it out. It came up on my bill that it was marked out. And then this month, when I got a new box of this stuff, which was 2 days ago, I've been calling trying to get a hold of you ever since. Well, but this girl said she couldn't do anything about it. And then this one supervisor, she said, I can take 30, she said, we'll take 30% off. And I said, ma'am, I'm not paying anything because I canceled this order out. And I said, well, I want to talk to another supervisor. I want to talk to your supervisor then. And she put me on the phone, and I timed it. I was on the phone 25 minutes waiting for her to come back. She never came back to me, so I finally just hung up. And so now I'm back at it again, talking to you about it now. So what do I do? What are we going to do here now? And I've even when I got these bottles in here, the last of whenever I got it, I have them still. But I even offered to send them back. I said, I don't want your product. I said, there's something I gained weight with it, and I just kept getting sicker and sicker with it. And I finally figured out there just had to be something in there that I was allergic to. And I'm still doing a lot of swelling. I just can't seem to get it out of my body.
Yes, ma'am. So I can definitely help you out with that today and get this situated. So yes, ma'am, in our system, it is showing that you called in on the 18th of April to cancel, and it is showing where you did talk to LaShonda on that day, but there is no record showing where you had called in March, of course. But so what I can do for you as a customer courtesy, ma'am, I can go ahead and provide you with a 75% refund of all of the of both of those charges that were made to your account for you.
So now you're going to, so I'll still be owing some money.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, that is the most that I will be able to provide.
Okay. So how much is it? How much am I going to? How much am I going to owe?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just one second.
John. this lady that I'm trying to talk to about this stuff. About this keto stuff I ordered.
Yeah.
She said she could give me 75% off. Okay.
Just hold on 1 second for me, ma'am. I'm just trying to calculate everything for you. I'm sorry.
No.
Alrighty, ma'am. So with a 75% refund, the refund that will go back to you for both charges would be $73.38 and then $71.25. So the amount that you would be paying or that would be left off for one charge would be $24.46 and then $23.42. So it would be around roughly, I'd say like $48.
Just to get rid of it.
Alrighty, ma'am. Just give me 1 second and I'll go ahead and process that for you.
Why did that woman leave me on hold like that long?
I'm sorry about that, ma'am, and I do want to apologize. That shouldn't be happening, and I will let someone know about that so that way we can get that rectified for you, too.
Well, another thing, she was very, I mean, I'm talking like I'm talking to you. That's mm-hmm. what I was telling her. Well, then she got angry with me. And I said, look, if you're going to be like this, I'll just call my attorney, and I'll have him take care of this. This is not right for this company to do mm-hmm. this when I've canceled it out. Well, I don't think I said that, but it isn't, you know. But
yes,
I can't
ma'am.
Understand why you don't have that on 328, and I've got a confirmation number and everything.
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
I mean, when I get a hold of somebody, I start writing everything down. When I'm talking to business. I mean, I used to do this kind of stuff. So, You're being nice, and I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate you being nice. You got a nice voice.
Oh, well, thank you, and it was no problem at all. So, yes, ma'am, I did go ahead and I made sure that this account has been completely closed, so you won't be receiving any future charges from it whatsoever. And I have went ahead and I've processed that refund for you, so you should see those two charges back onto your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, I'm going to even call my bank because I called them and told them if anything came through on this name, Don't accept it, and they dropped the ball too.
Okay, gotcha. Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, Carolyn. I appreciate this, and so you'll minus off the $94.94, $97.84.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you'll put back on there $47.88 for both of them.
Oh, no, ma'am. For both of them, your refunds will be $73.38 and $71.20. That's just how much was left off with the, because it was a 75% refund. So your refunds that will be going back into your account will be in the amounts of $73.38 and $71.20.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. $73.28 and 70 what?
$71.20.
$71.20. Okay.
Alrighty,
I got it. Okay.
Alrighty, ma'am. Well, we do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for being nice to me.
No problem at all, ma'am. You have a great one.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.